ॐ सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विना अधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै विद्विषावहै. Give it a try, you know, you will do it very well. Come on, you can give it a try. Ma, say ma. Shavahai. Shavahai. Good, good. What it means is, may we be protected together, may we be nourished together, may we get the energy together, may we work together with that energy, and may there be no hatred amongst us. Also, whatever we learn, may that shine forth in our life. May it shine forth in our life. So that is the beautiful prayer, that whatever we study, whatever we read, let that manifest in our life. So that it becomes actually useful. Otherwise it is only theoretical. It has to come in our life. So that was what Sri Ramakrishna always insisted on, that whatever we good things we absorb, let that come useful to us, that let that come in our life. Like the food that we eat, if it is just taken and gone out, then it doesn't become helpful. It must bring energy in us. It must make us, you know, survive. So that is all the meaning of this word, that let whatever good things we study from the saints, scriptures, and let all that become useful in our life. So, because it is meant to be put in practice, it is just not to be just heard and forgotten, but to be heard, to be retained, and to be processed, and to be made one with our existence. That is why we are studying this, friends. So this study, today we are beginning, or today we are going to study this very important Christian text. It is respected in the Christian community, especially amongst the priests and ministers or theologians, next only to Bible. Bible or the Gospel of Jesus is the supreme. But next to it is this book, Imitation of Christ. It is, some say, written by Thomas A. Kempis. Some scholars say, no, he only compiled them. There were 3-4 different writers. But it is whatever it is now known as from Thomas A. Kempis. Originally, it was written by those three, four priests in Dutch. And then Thomas A. Kempis compiled and translated it into Latin. And all the translations that we have now are from Latin. Swami Vivekananda translated some parts of it, but that was translation from the English translation. So, he loved this book so much, that is our connection, that is the Vedanta connection with this important book, that it is Swami Vivekananda loved this book to such an extent that when he was doing his pilgrimage, he went all over the country, many times just on foot, walking. And at that time he had no space to carry many books. So he had carried only two books with him. And one of them was Bhagavad Gita, and the second was Imitation of Christ. So you can see how important this book is. Imitation of Christ means Christ, as we said yesterday, that he told that he is the goal, he is the way. So all that we need to do is to see his life and then try to practice all those virtues, all those spiritual ideas that he manifested in his life. And they were shown in his life by Jesus, and we are now to put that in our life. So, that same Jesus came as Sri Ramakrishna about 1900 years after Jesus came. To Sri Ramakrishna was the same Jesus. Let me tell you a very nice incident that happened a few years ago, about 7-8 years ago. That one evangelical minister near Providence, he was good friends with me. So he had come, I had invited him to give a short talk in the interfaith group. So he came to Vedanta Society in Providence, and then he showed me that he had put this kind of orange shirt, you know. He said, because I am coming here in your honor, I have put on this shirt. I said, very good. Then he asked me, what do you think about Jesus? I said, Jesus was God in flesh and blood. Jesus was God incarnate. He was happy to hear that, but then he saw the pictures of Sri Ramakrishna, Holy Mother, Swami Vivekananda, these pictures, you know. Then he asked, but then why are these pictures here? I said that, look, it is the only the outer cover is changed according to the situation. Like you, I saw you the last time, you were wearing a blue shirt and now you are wearing this shirt. Our body is just like a clothing, you know, it is shirt. We are not the body. Our body is just like a shirt. So therefore, according to the need of the time, God assumes different bodies. That very God came as Moses, that very God came as Rama, Krishna, Buddha, Shankara, and also now Sri Ramakrishna. That very God, just as you are not your shirt, Jesus is not the body. I don't say, hey, hello, red shirt or blue shirt. I say, hello, Dennis, his name is Dennis. Hello, Dennis. So, it is because we are not the body. So, the same message has been given in a different body. But they, if say you are eating certain foods, if you like certain food, whether you put on red shirt or blue shirt, you will like the same food. Isn't it? If you like, say, a banana, not just because you change the shirt, you won't like it. No, no, I don't like banana. I like it only when I put red shirt. No. So, I mean, the essential teachings remain the same. Same thing has been taught by Sri Ramakrishna, that was taught by Jesus. So, what we all need to do is follow those teachings as the great saints have done. So, that is this imitation. Means what Jesus did, let me try to put that in my own way in practice. Imitation does not mean that externally try to do as Jesus did. This doesn't mean that we have to be born in Nazareth. Have any of you gone to Nazareth? Nazareth? You have gone. But not that all people who live in Nazareth, they follow the teachings of Jesus. And there have been so many people who never went to Nazareth but are following those teachings. That is very important. The external, what kind of food Jesus used to eat. Now that is 2000 plus years ago. Now we don't eat food of that type. Not that eating that kind of food will make us Jesus-like. It is not, that is not important. You look at Sri Ramakrishna, you will see a big, that kind of beard is there. So, just by growing beard like that, do you become Sri Ramakrishna? You don't become Sri Ramakrishna by that. So, it is what we have to follow is those spiritual qualities that are shining in his life. From his life we catch that glimpse of those wonderful spiritual qualities, and that is what we need to follow. So that is the imitation. Otherwise wearing the cloth like Sri Ramakrishna, just that dhoti. Now here in Puerto Rico you don't wear that dhoti like that. So we use pant, shirt like that. That is okay. We don't have to wear that kind of clothing. We don't have to wear the clothing that Jesus had, that big robe and all such that stuff. What we have to do is to imitate, to follow those great qualities which Jesus exhibited in his life, and because of which his life became a great great expression of God in human form. God in human form, that is Jesus, and that is the same as Sri Ramakrishna. So, we have to imbibe those. Yesterday we were talking about practical Vedanta. This is the practical exercise, imitation of Christ. I had fallen in love with this book even before I joined the order. Yes, it was such a nice book I found. Imitation of Christ. Thomas Kempis. But this forward to this edition that I am reading now, it says that it is 2 to 3 men. These are the members of brethren of the common life, an association of priests organized in the Netherlands in the later half of 14th century. That Thomas Hemelken of Kempen, or Thomas A. Kempis as he is now known, later translated a composite of their writings, essentially a spiritual diary, from the origin Netherlandish into Latin. Now this is the what is admitted by everybody as the creation of Thomas A. Kempis. The original Dutch language writing is no more available. What is available is this Latin thing that is composed by Thomas A. Kempis, and that is why it is now known as Imitation of Christ by Thomas A. Kempis. So, and then whatever translations that we get now in English or in French, even in Netherlands, that Dutch language, they are made from this Latin book. So it is, because what was that was like a diary, you know, a journal that was maintained by those people. So that was not really very good to read and to actually study, because it was in a disorganized way. So now it is all Thomas A. Kempis organized it. He gave the titles. And now, therefore, that is they considered that as the most standard version. Yeah, and other things are not even available. So, the the Imitation of Christ is now, as editor and translator, he was not without faults. But thanks to him, the Imitation became and has remained, after the Bible, the most widely read book in the world, in the Christian world, I would say. So this is, now we shall start studying it. There are many chapters, books. There are book 1, book 2, book 3, and book 4. 4 books are there. Like the 4 Gospels, you know, in the New Testament, there are 4 Gospels. Matthew, Luke, then John, and who was there? Mark. Mark. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. So now here we have this 4 chapters in the Imitation of Christ. And Swami Vivekananda started translation of this in Bengali. He finished some chapters and then he passed away. But his translation is along with the references from Upanishads and Bhagavad Gita, the Hindu text, that how exactly the same thing is being told by this saint, great Christian saint, Thomas A. Kempis. So, the first chapter He is imitating Christ and despising all vanities on earth. That has to be despised to get to be able to imitate Jesus. Suppose, just to give you an example, if I want to go to East, first thing I should do is to stop going to West, isn't it? If I am going to West, then I will not be going to East. So if I want to go to East, stop going to West. It is so important. Like the doctors tell you, oh, you have this problem. Please. See, if you want to go to East, and if you are already going to West, then you have to stop going to West so that you can change the direction. So our life presently is kind of running after the vanities. We run after the vain things, meaningless things. So that has to be changed so that we can imitate Jesus. Otherwise, we imitate the so-called celebrities. What? You don't like it?
I don't like celebrities. You don't like celebrities.
You don't like them. Okay, good, good. You are not interested in them. That's very good. Good. Don't react to that. Yes. So we get attracted by these sense objects. Whatever our senses, they get attracted to all different temporary transient things. And when we go there, we get caught in them. The problem is, we are actually getting caught. Instead of getting liberated, we get bound by those. So therefore, he says, despising all vanity on earth. Earth means our objects of sensual pleasures, and they need to be despised. And this is the difficult part lies here. It is, for example, I have a high blood pressure problem. You know high blood pressure problem? High blood pressure. So, gracias. And this, what is this, by the way?
It's a tea.
Tea.
It's orange and orange blossom and mint.
Oh, okay.
How are you doing?
Gracias. The doctor told, okay, I can give you some pills to reduce your blood pressure. But stop eating too much salt. Don't put much salt in your food, because that will increase your blood pressure. Now the problem is, if I am addicted to put lot of salt in my food, then I have to first stop it, isn't it? I have to stop eating, and I do that, you know. Don't put too much salt, very little salt in. So, at Providence, the preparations that we make have very little salt put in it. But then the salt shakers are there. Those who want, they can sprinkle more salt.
That's what.
Yeah, that.
So that shouldn't be used, is the commercial. special salt which has no minerals and has a lot of toxins.
Yeah.
Even the other salt is not so valuable.
Oh, well, yeah, it is whatever the main property of salt is that it will that demand in the blood more water, and that will raise your blood pressure. So he told, don't eat too much salt. Hola. Gracias. Bene Dias. So, that is not the point whether what happened. That was an example, you know. Don't stretch the example too much. The idea is that if we are going to practice something, that which harms that practice, we have to stop that. It is not only salt, I have to practice many things. Don't eat too much sweet, because then I will become like that, you know. It is do not eat too much fat, because you will become more like that. So, if you want to have good health, then there are do's and don't do's. And do this thing and don't do that thing. So this is that. Imitate Christ, do this. And opposite of that, don't do that. So he says, let us start reading. Jesus says, it is a quote from Jesus, this is from John's book. He means not, don't take it gender wise. It is he or she, whatever, you know. We have a member, he is kind of, you know, a feminist. So wherever she is, he. What he? So it is. So the word he is to be understood as gender inclusive. He, she, it, whatever, you know. So he who follows me walks not in darkness. One who follows me, because Jesus is light. Jesus is an illumined person. He is going in the right direction. And in the light of his life, we can also walk properly. We can go in the right direction. Those, you know, days were not the days of that GPS was not there. So, I had to go, my car was giving some problem. So somebody, one lady had come, she said, okay, I know a garage, that mechanic will be able to fix your problem, but I will first confirm with him. So, I am telling the story that how by following somebody that it is so, she told after confirming from that mechanic that yes, he will be able to fix this problem. So she said, come on, you follow me. You follow me. And I was following very close, because otherwise if the lights, then she will move forward and I will lose her. So therefore I was following closely, and the result was where she ended, I also ended there. She went to that garage I also reached that garage because I was following her. So what will happen if we follow Jesus? Where Jesus goes, we will get there. That doesn't mean we will get crucified. Don't worry. You know, we will get there means that illumination, that becoming one with God. As Jesus says, I and my Father are one. Have you read it? I and my Father are one. So we will also get there and see that yes, I am divine. We will also say that along with Jesus. So that is why God becomes man. God becomes man so that man can become God by following. So this is by these words of Christ we are advised to imitate His life and His habits if we wish to be truly enlightened and free from all blindness of heart. Let our chief effort therefore be to study the life of Jesus Christ. Life, you know. So you can study now the life of Sri Ramakrishna. Because Jesus' life now has 2000 years old. Many references have been changed. Many people for their own convenience have changed the major many things in Jesus' life. And so what we now see, there are many things which are probably not true. Jesus, they say, He made all that lot of water was there, He made all water into wine. Now what is, one priest was speeding and driving a bit erratically. So the police officer saw that he's speeding and then stopped. He stopped. And he said, why you were speeding? Oh, I'm sorry, officer. Then the officer saw a bottle there. What is in that bottle? The priest said, it is water. Show me. Let me see. And then the officer opened. It is alcohol. It is wine. And this priest who had read all the Bible, he said, oh Lord, you did it again. So all these stories actually we cannot believe all those things now, and they are not necessary. That is not imitation of Christ. What is to be imitated? Not the trick of making wine from water. No. So, it is therefore life of Sri Ramakrishna, which is life of Jesus in the new form. That has been very authentically recorded. It is in our time, just 150 years ago. We don't know how Jesus looked. We know how Sri Ramakrishna looked. There is a photograph. Now Jesus, you know, in the these African churches, Jesus looks one. In the Scandinavian churches, it will look completely different. Because that is how they think. Same thing with Krishna, you know. Lord Krishna. Now there is a new temple of Sri Rama being inaugurated later this month. So it is the image of Rama. Now every artist has done image according to their understanding, their visualization, because nobody actually knows how Rama looked, how Krishna looked. So they think, oh, it has been described like this by this saint, and that saint also had not physically met, it is much later. So accordingly you make pictures, and then but with Sri Ramakrishna it is not the case. We know Sri Ramakrishna looked like this. We know Sri Ramakrishna, this was his height, this was his weight. He was born in this village. And then all the details of his life we know. So, thus it is easier to follow in the spiritual sense. Otherwise, I will think, okay, let me see how water can be converted into wine, you see. And that is not imitation of Christ. So, it is teachings of Jesus, teaching of Christ is more excellent than all the advice of the saints. Christ is the term used not just for Jesus. I was told it by one episcopal minister, episcopal priest, that Christ means all those incarnations of God. They are called Christ. Therefore we say Jesus the Christ. Jesus was one of the Christ. So it is. Now Christians don't admit it, but Moses also was considered a Christ. That Moses was the first, in the Judeo-Christian tradition, Moses, then Jesus. So it is. And Jesus did not contradict him. The Bible we read, it is so amazing that he says that whatever was told by him, whatever is written in the book, every word will come true. So it is, that is Christ. Christ means God. You have any difficulty, please?
No. Yeah. It's a state of consciousness. It's a state of consciousness.
State of consciousness.
Are
yeah, state of consciousness. That is a good expression. That is Christ. That a person in flesh and blood. Why for a person in flesh and blood? Because we can connect. We have to be able to connect and learn. We can learn from human beings. In your schools, do you have, Jaime, some donkey appointed as the teacher in the college? No, you cannot appoint. Means behavior could be like a donkey, that is different thing, but it is, you have to be a human to be able to apply for the post. Only human beings can apply for the post of teacher in the schools. They don't, because we can be spoken to by human beings. So they become our teachers. We can learn a tidbit from here. From some animals. A few years ago I had gone to Alaska, and then exactly opposite of Puerto Rico, you know. Puerto Rico is always hot even in the winter, And Alaska is very cold even in this summer. Yeah, it was all ice and snow. Even when I went there, it was the July, beginning of July. And it was all very, very cold. I had a thick jacket on me and still. So it is. And in Alaska, there is that animal, you don't find them here. Moose. You may see it in the zoo maybe. But they are not, they cannot grow in this kind of climate. You know, they will die. So, and then there are, what a moose can teach us, there was a very nice sign. I bought it and put that. As a moose, you have to be sturdy. You should not. You should not get afraid. You should have a big heart, like the heart of moose. This it is. You should have a big heart. You should be courageous. All these things are taught to us by moose. So, it is. But that is not really that you cannot therefore appoint a moose to teach in the schools. The moose cannot apply for the job of a teacher. Because we can predominantly learn from human beings. So, God also to teach us has to take a human form. And that is called Christ. Christ is that God in human form from whom we can learn the secret of becoming divine. Now, Jesus was a Christ. Sri Ramakrishna is a Christ. All these. Buddha was a Christ. Christ means God. I didn't know this. I thought Christ means Jesus. But that minister corrected me. That no, Christ is one thing, Jesus is another thing. So Jesus was a Christ. He, that human, God in human form. So, it is. So we have to imitate them, means follow the spiritual quality. What does it do to speak learnedly about the Trinity if lacking humility you displease the Trinity? What is needed is practice of humility in life. It is. We become very highly learned, get many degrees, double masters and PhD and DSc and what not. But if we lack humility, then that is just a burden. Our life will not get illumined by that. So therefore, we should practice humility. Rather, that learning should not make bolster our egos. Oh, I have learned so many scriptures. I can speak for 1 hour or 2 hours explaining the intricacies of scriptures. That is not spirituality, not at all. Shankaracharya in his Vivek Chudamani speaks about this, that somebody can be very learned, but then you get into the forest, a big dense forest of these logical arguments, for against, into all that dialectics. And you get your, lose the way by that. Like in a forest, you can easily lose your way. So, that is not the purpose, you know. What is the purpose? Is to become humble, reduce the ego, because that is the only thing that is standing between us and God, that ego. Because of ego, we are not seeing that we are divine. That is a very beautiful Sufi saying. Sufi is the spiritual, mystic side of Islam. So, one Sufi poet says that na hoti khudi tumhe khuda hi to tha. Had there been no I am God. This I, this ego came in between and created this whole problem, I and you. It is, if you see the psychology of our attraction to world, we get attracted to something. Why? Because actually there is no separation. We want to remove the separation. That is why we run towards various things. It is, for example, I may will run towards flan. Now if flan is there and I may here, then no fun, you know. When do you get the fun? When you and flan become
one.
And then the flan is gone, isn't it? Now, the flan and you have become one. There is no more flan now. So, that is how we don't like that kind of separation. We want to finish it. That is what we call love. Love means let us become one. I love ice cream means what? I want to eat ice cream. I want to eat it. So, that is, the reason is actually this, there is no I and world. This I is not real. This I is only an appearance that manifests as ego, I and mine. Sri Ramakrishna therefore always used to tell that this is the problem, I and mine. This is I and this is mine. That has to go to experience our true divine nature. So, this is how we should not pay too much attention to studying lots of books. It is, the main thing is to get the essence of that whole thing, that it is like when Jesus was asked, and there Jesus is actually quoting from the Old Testament, the Jewish part of it, that what is that a person should do. He says the two things. One is love your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength. That is the first thing that we should do. Love God. And the second thing in our practical life, what we should do? He says that second thing is as important as the first. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Means the human beings that you come across. Now, that neighbor should not be taken literally. Therefore, he immediately tells the story. Because otherwise our Leela will say, no, he lives in the other lane, not my neighbor. Not like that. That it is any person is, so therefore tells the story of the Good Samaritan. That anybody that you find you can serve, can help, you should do that. It is, I was driving, I just filled gas in the car and moved, I was in a hurry. So I just got into car, started driving, And then behind me, one lady, she was driving and she made some honking. And then I didn't pay the proper attention. Then there was the red light. She came in the next lane and opened her that window. I also opened. She said, "Look back, you know, you have not closed the gas tank properly. You filled and you forgot." Oh my goodness. So she had actually no reason to do that, but she was very kind-hearted. And so that is how we meet people. We should see, love thy neighbor as thyself. That is a great teaching. So to do that, we should remove this I and mine. Ego has to be removed. So otherwise, indeed, it is not learning that makes a man holy and just, but a virtuous life makes him pleasing to God. Do you see that it is the virtuous life that makes us good in the eyes of God? Not lot of learning. Lot of learning is, if it is there, fine, and not there, that also is fine. It is, the important thing is that you should have this humility and essence of the scriptures that change the life accordingly as the God would have us. So changing the life in that direction, important thing is to be seen, that having the whole Bible memorized, for what would it profit us to know the whole Bible by heart and the principles of all the philosophers if we live without grace and the love of God? It is just meaningless, you know. Therefore, we should pay attention to that, that changing the life in the light of the teachings of Jesus, and then that will bring, you know, immediately we can see the difference, you know. When we live with lot of ego, that makes our life full of desires and therefore full of sufferings. Every desire actually brings us suffering. So, and where these desires rise from? From the ego, I am so and so. As soon as we see that I am so and so, I need this, I need that, I need all these things. If somebody say, "Oh, I am so and so, I am a woman, so I will need man." Desires come, you know. I am a man, I would need woman. And then it never gets satisfied. One never can get satisfied by those things. In fact, the agony increases, the desires increases. So therefore, we should have that which is really making us live in the God-like fashion. So it is therefore told in the beginning, in the Old Testament itself, that man was made in the image of God. Man is made in the image of God. So we should look like God, you know. It is, suppose Martha stands there in front of the mirror and then Lakshmi. So, and if she sees that there are four noses, will it be her pipi? It will not be like she will say that it is not my image. I don't look like that. I have only one nose. That's good enough. four noses. Somebody was told, I asked that man, how is this fellow? He didn't like that man. So he said, the man with two noses, one for breathing and another for poking in the affairs of all others. So it is. Yeah, Ganesha. So then the image should look like the what is that real thing of which it is image. So we are made in the image of God, means we should live like God. Our life should have that idea. Do you get my point? Yeah, we should live life like that, so that we will be really the image of God. So, vanity of vanities, and all is vanity, except to love God and serve Him alone. That is, other things are vanity, means they come and go. It is that they go, but while going, they put one more bondage around us. They go, but we get bound more to them. We get attached to them. We become kind of their slaves. It is, and therefore we must see that God, love God and serve Him. It is, if you think that this is my spouse, this is my child, this is my so and so, then you get bound by them. Whatever we say, you know, there is this beautiful philosophical side to it. Whatever I say, mine, we are committing. This is from Bhagavata. When I say that something is mine, now we are uttering a false thing, untrue. It is actually belongs to God. Nothing belongs to me, all belongs to God. And so when I say it is mine, we are actually thieves. Stealing, isn't it? That is the meaning of stealing. Something not mine and I appropriate it. Then that is called stealing. And then God watches that, and that itself becomes our bondage. We are put in the prison. By what? By whatever I call mine. I get bound by that. That becomes the rope or the chain around us. Mine. And then that becomes the chain around us. So, that is why. And God sees everything. You can, escape the police. Because the police cannot see everything. There was this story that a man driving very fast and was stopped by police to give ticket. This man said, well, I am not only one who is driving fast. See, all of them are driving fast. Why did you stop me only? He said that, look, you go to do the fishing. You go to a pond to catch the fish. Do you catch all fish? You don't catch all fish, but that doesn't mean whatever you catch you are going to leave. You catch that, so all the fish I caught you. So it is, because the police cannot catch everybody, but the God catches everybody. God's eye is spread all over. God doesn't, otherwise it is like watching this and not watching that. God is busy only looking at Leela, and is not concerned about what Shraddha is doing. Not like that. God has no problem for watching everything. Did I tell you that story? Very nice story. At the school, there was a nice carnival, and then nice edible things were kept. There were apples, there were bananas, oranges, cookies. And just to keep the little children disciplined, and at the apples, the teacher had put a sign there: take only one, God watching. And another mischievous, children are mischievous, you know, very imaginative. Another children made another sign and put where the cookies were: take as many as you want, God busy watching apples. So God watching, but God's eye is different, can watch everything.
Even the cookies,
apples, and even if an ant is going to eat the cookie, God is watching that ant also. God's eye is spread all over. When we begin our daily worship, we chant this very beautiful verse think of that God whose eye is everywhere and He is watching you. And then that makes you pure. Because when you know that God is watching you, you will not indulge in anything not right, isn't it? You will see that my behavior is good. Forget that God, even if you see that your boss is watching you, you see that, well, I look okay or not. So it is, God watching you makes you pure. So because God watches everything, everybody's actions, they are watched and noted by God. So therefore let us serve God. And He says, this is the greatest wisdom. Greatest wisdom is this. Because this serves the purpose of life. This makes us get to the purpose of life. That is why it is the greatest wisdom. You know Sri Ramakrishna's that very beautiful story. Two friends went to a very nice mango grove. Lot of mangoes were on the tree, nice ripe mangoes. Now one of them started seeing how many leaves are there and calculating that there are 250 trees here. So every branch I see has so many leaves. So how many leaves will be there on each tree? And on this 250 trees, how many total leaves will be there? And so on, you know, he took a paper and started calculating how many leaves are there in this mango grove. Now the other friend, he asked, where is the owner of this grove? He made friends with the owner and then took some nice mangoes and started eating them. Now who is wise? So this is, we should see that which benefits us, that which serves the purpose of our life. That is what we should do. It is, otherwise we read lot of scriptures. It is told that our reading lot of books, hundreds of books. Now, if we are not becoming humble and wise, then all this just becomes a load. In one beautiful Sanskrit verse, it is said that if you put in that part of the world, even now, the donkeys carry the load, you know. They are very good as porters. Donkeys are the very good porters. They can take lot of load and walk long distance. So this, even in United States, the donkeys, mules, they were the prime this porter animal, mules. So now the mule, whether you put sugar on it or coal on it, it only knows the load. It does not know the taste of sugar. It doesn't eat the sugar loaded on that. So we take the load of so many books in our head without actually getting the benefit of the teachings there. So Thomas says that no, this is the greatest wisdom, to seek the kingdom of heaven through contempt of the world. Contempt means not that world, not like that, but don't go for the worldly riches. The meaning is that is not worth aspiring. It is just going to go away. It is just names and forms. Do not aspire for it. That is the meaning of that. And seek the kingdom of heaven. Seek the kingdom of heaven. That is the job of life. That is the wisdom. Because that is what is going to make our lives happy. It is, other things they go away, it is trash, it's things like garbage, you know. So it doesn't bring happiness, more worries. I see now so many people, really thousands of them, they collect many things and now everything becomes a worry for them. What to do? These things, they come, go, become a burden on our life. That where to keep them? I want to keep that. I want. They cannot really even get rid of it because of attachment. You have to bring somebody else who is not attached to get rid of all that many things. One lady who used to come regularly to Vedanta class, she was doing the work of helping people to clean their places. And she said that she was contacted by this woman to clean her house. Then I went there and so many things were stored from the old times. Oh, this belonged to my great grandmother. This was from my father's father. And this is from my son. This is from my son's wife when they were even not engaged. And this is their grandchildren. So many things were there. Now she was not able to sort and throw away because everything was so dear. this I cannot throw it away. And this is in our family for a long, many, many years. So he said, because I cannot throw away, but I know it has to be thrown away, because I have to move from this house. I cannot stay in this house, and even in this house there is no space left now. Everything is taken over by all these unnecessary things. I don't use them. I do not even open them. No time. And so I know that it is to be thrown, but I cannot do it because of my attachments. So please help me. And then she said, okay, let us put it like this. Whatever that you have not used for last 1 year, you will not need it anymore. Last 1 year you have not used it. So you are not likely to need it now that you are already about 65. You will not be needing that. Come on, let us get rid of that. Throw it away. You have not used it, so that you will have some space to move, you know. Otherwise these things, I have seen this in America. In India it is of a different type. But here you have, when I first came in 2001, then I saw signs at different places, garage sale. Have you read such signs in Puerto Rico also?
Yes.
Garage sale. You say, why they are selling garage? No, no, garage is not being sold. Then they explain that garage has no car there. The car stands outside. It is, the garage is filled with all those useless other things. So we want to get rid of them, and then they are put on sale in the garage. So a garage is getting emptied, so that is called garage sale. I said, wow. And all those things were there. I just went and saw some old bicycles. Now they are not used by people. Even the children don't use that kind of bicycle anymore. That is to be thrown out. All different such things. Lot of different types of shoes and dresses that they had bought. No place to keep them. So get rid of them. So this is what the point is. We collect all these, what is it? Vanities. Vanities. Therefore, that mirror, you know, that in front of the sink or such mirror, it is called vanity mirror. Why vanity mirror? Because all the vanities we do there, and we stand there and then do the hair, put makeup on the face and all that. It is all what? Vanity. So that therefore that mirror gets called as vanity mirror. So it is. Yeah, I didn't get this word first. One contractor who was doing a new bathroom at our Vedanta society, he said, okay, so this sink and vanity will go here. So vanity, what is vanity? So that the mirror, it is vanity. So it is, the idea is that we collect all these vanities and forget the most important thing. That is what, for whom we have no time. We are so busy with other things. One of our great saints, he writes how our life is a man wanted. that to keep his car, he wanted to build a garage. Especially in our area, you know, it becomes lot of snow, and then the car gets so much snow, and to get rid of that, one has to spend lot of time. So therefore, he wanted to build a garage. Good idea, but then he didn't have enough money to build the garage. So what that stupid thing he did, that so he sold his car to build the garage for the car. Now no car, so what is the use of that garage? So that is what we sell God and get all the vanities. We give up that which is permanent and go after all that which is impermanent. So therefore, this is the greatest wisdom. It is vanity to follow the lust of the body and to desire things for which severe punishment later must come. Must come. Later means not that there is some God, that is a very horrible and unreal picture, you know, that God sitting there with a big whip and punishing you. No, your actions, your karma, that is going to punish you. There is no God who is giving you punishment. These are all very nice sounding, nice stories to scare people, that's all. That big Dante's, what is that? Big fire going on. Inferno. Dante's, thank you. Gracias. That inferno, and this is where you will go if you have not done good things and has harmed God or has gone against God, then God will put you there. It is right here why people have to go through so much suffering. They bring up their little children with so much care and love and all that. And later on, what happens? Most of the cases are like that. The children, they have their own life. They don't care much about the parents. And so these people, they keep on worrying about what is going to happen to my daughter or my son, or what is will be that the case of that fellow. Constantly worrying. That becomes the lot of parents. Constantly worrying. One college girl, her mother called me. And then she said, I am worried. She is not picking my phone. She is not picking my phone. I am worried what has happened to her. For 2 days she hasn't called me. And I called, she doesn't pick, doesn't respond. Can you find out? I said, well, what I will try, but I don't know. She is not picking up your phone. Why will she pick up my phone? But then somehow she picked up my phone. And I said, oh dear, your mom is very, very worried, trying to reach you. She always keeps on calling. As if I have no other work but talk to her. I have here lot of studies in the college to do, and then she will call, and what will she say? Well, what did you eat? Well, that is the only thing. So what did you eat? and where did you go, did you sleep, and all those questions, you know. It is all right, she is very loving, I love her, my mom, but I cannot every now and then keep on talking. I have studies to make, I have other programs in the college to attend, I have many other things to do. Now what has happened? You see, the parents are left with worries, constantly worrying what will happen, what must have happened, and the mind starts imagining that it is why he worries. You don't worry, isn't it? What I mean? It's fine, okay. Because when I was telling one such thing in Providence, one lady was doing like this to her husband, was sitting. And Swami, tell him, he worries too much about his son. I said, don't you? No, I don't worry. She worries more than I worry. So it is, now I said, you fight it amongst yourselves, don't pull me in. So it is, but the point is, that is like burning us, worrying. In Sanskrit, there is a very nice saying about this worrying. Worrying, it burns us from inside. There is the two similar words in Sanskrit. Chitta. Chitta means that cremation fire when the body is burnt. That is called chitta.
How do you spell that?
C-H-I-T for Tom. T-A. Chitta. Chitta. Chitta is that cremation fire. And then there is another word with just one nasal sound in between, chinta, and N in between, chinta. Chinta means worrying. Chinta means worrying, chitta means the funeral, that fire, where you cremate the body. And that poet says that chitta, the cremation fire, is 1,000 times better than worry, fire of worries. Because chitta, the cremation fire burns you when you are dead. And this chinta keeps on burning you when you are alive. this is when we run after the worldly things, this is what happens. Worries, chinta, and that worry stops us thinking. There used to be a very nice, very popular book of old times, and now these books, you know, they fall out of fashion, but it was a very nice book by Dale Carnegie, that stop worrying and start thinking. Anybody read that book? Stop worrying and start thinking. A very popular book it was at one time, about 60 years, 60s, in 1960s, 70s, that book was very popular. I read that book, a nicely written book, that because worrying stops your thinking. Thinking means first thing is what is useful, what is not useful. You do not think about, you know, that how to purify the mirage water. You know, mirage, that they appears like water there. There is no actual water there. So whether it is more or less, you don't care about it. Whether it is pure or not pure, you don't care about it. So, because it is not water, appears like water. So what is not important, not real, you don't think about it. But worry thinks only about that which is meaningless. all the meaningless ideas start coming. So many people, they worried during, you know, when the COVID was starting or at height. Oh, my son has not called for a long time. Probably he has got COVID. Is he alive or not? All these worries start coming. So many people have died. Let me see if he is alive. And then, see, worries all the time. And so, if you want to think, first stop worrying. Because worrying will not let you think. For thinking, you have to stop worrying. So, it is like that. So, we shall take a little break now. It is. And after about 10 minutes, we shall resume. How long is this session? I forgot.
It's until about
half an hour more. Yeah. Okay. Okay, I shall. Okay, we shall. So we shall, because I see somebody needs to use the bathroom and all that. We will read in about, it is only half an hour more, so we shall stop now a little earlier than that. So it is, but you can ask questions.
So it is not reading in the afternoon?
Yeah.
And the questions before we go?
Yeah, before you go now, you can ask questions if you want. Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be cold now.
Cold?
Yeah.
It is, even if it is cold, it will be nice, you know?
Yeah.
No, it's fine.
It's okay.
Yeah. This has what that mint. Lot of mint leaves in it.
It has grapes and orange blossom.
Orange blossom. I smell mint more than orange.
Mint is good for you.
Let us hope. Shraddha, who is this Saint Judy? Saint Jude? Who is Saint Jude? Hospital? Oh, okay. Oh, it is name of the hospital. Okay.
My sister
Okay, very good, very good.
I have a lecture actually sent to me a couple of days ago. I was going to send to my son, and I'm going to send to you because I have my memory also.
Okay, who's his lecture?
Medananda.
Oh, Medananda. He had given that lecture in Providence also. Yeah. Kalyani, can you remove this? This tool, you know. No, you can have. Just pull it there so that I can get out.
Excuse me?
You can just pull it there further, you know, this thing.
Oh, yes.
Pull it so that I will be able to get out. Gracias.
I'm going to go.